hear all the country music, hear the fantasy fools in 3, 2...
Every fantasy has one fool, but this one has two. And the greatest lesson in life is to know even fools are right sometimes.
Looks like the upper hand is on the other foot.
It's time for the Fantasy Fool Show.
Tell us, Frey, do.
Here's Brian and Mac.
Well, here we go with another show. What a crazy, wacky week.
Both of us made it to the championship game in different leagues. You in the Carpies League and me in my Kentucky League, so... congrats to both of us. That's exciting.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I never thought it could happen because this is my first year with the Carpies League, so I'm really excited. I've learned a lot. I have played wrong. I have done things incorrectly, and I've learned by my mistakes. And even after losing Dak Prescott, after losing Austin Eckler for a long period of time, a little bit of Dalvin Cook, and then some incident like Cam Akers. You know, I've been happy to hang on, so it's exciting. It really is.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's even the mistakes that we've all made all season long are augmented by the COVID season, which has made things incredibly tricky. So, but, you know, I think it's just a miracle that we made it this far, just as a season, and it's also a miracle that, you know, we made it to a championship game. So that's just tremendously exciting. So, good luck to you in next week, and
yeah, good luck to you too, and good luck to everybody else that made the playoffs, and good luck to those that have week 16, and then for those in standard leagues that are still playing that week 17. The week 17 thing, if you've protected your bench with the right players, you might play some sleepers or find some sneaky plays that could do you well. So you look at all of the studs from the week. I think you put 2 stars by Marcus Mariota because he came in and looked like the stud, period. He looked awesome. And if he can play football like that, he can be a starting quarterback in the NFL. I just don't know if he'll find a team, but he's a great backup.
Absolutely. You know, and, you know, most of the usual suspects at quarterback showed up as studs, but I think you have to mention Mariota, and you also have to mention, I think Lamar Jackson is just peaking at the right time and just lighting it up. And Matt Ryan had a big day against the Buccaneers, who, as you note in our fact or fiction a little bit later, are just complete frauds on defense. So,
Tannehill.
You know, and then when you look at some of the running backs too, again, some of the usual suspects had big days, but Devin Singletary for Buffalo kind of showed up out of the blue. And Melvin Gordon for the Broncos did as well. And I think you also want to keep rolling with J.D. McKissic in Washington as long as Gibson's hurt. He had a big game. And so did J.K. Dobbins for Baltimore, who's emerging as, quote-unquote, the man there in that backfield. And then Salvin Ahmed for Miami Dolphins had a monster day as well. And that's a situation to watch, too. Miles Gaskin, COVID, but also banged up. So keep an eye on that, and then also keep an eye on Pittsburgh and Cincinnati's respective situations, because Benny Snell did well, and so did Gio Bernard. Gio Bernard was a one-man wrecking ball for the Bengals last night, which was really, really exciting.
Yeah, think about all the people that left him on the bench.
Yeah. You know, and I think a lot of people probably did because they're afraid of that Pittsburgh defense, but I think as we've learned in the last few weeks, that Pittsburgh defense is not as formidable as it was earlier in the season and can be had. When you look at wide receivers, again, the usual suspects showed up. You know, people like Cole Beasley for Buffalo, these unknown guys for the Chargers, Guyton and Johnson had big days. Justin Jefferson had a really, really nice day for the Vikings, and so did Marvin Jones for the Detroit Lions. And then, you know, I just think you're just going to have to keep rolling with these studs if you've made it to the championship game, or even if you play for a third-place game as well. Hollywood Brown has now scored touchdowns, I believe, in 3 straight games, so Lamar Jackson is looking his way. He's peaking at the right time as well, and that's very exciting. Tight end, again, the usual suspects, but Noah Fant showed up for the Broncos, so if you stuck with him, you were rewarded with a big day. And then Bob Tonyan for the Packers scored a touchdown as well. And then Hunter Henry for the Chargers just went off. So the studs that you've been rolling with that may not be producing week in and week out did you some big favors this last weekend. You know, we do have some duds, though, and I will cop to probably the biggest, riskiest dud of the week in that I started Aaron Rodgers over Patrick Mahomes, but still made it to the championship game anyway, despite Rodgers really a by his standards, a weak performance, 20 fantasy points, but most of those came in the first half, and then he was shut down in the second half. Jared Goff was terrible. Russell Wilson, even though they won, didn't produce the big numbers that you'd like. At running back, and you know this, Brian, Austin Eckler let people down in a big way with 11 fantasy points.
Twice,
and so did Miles Sanders. I think people were high on him with the Eagles again, but again, he showed up small, and that could have possibly hurt a lot of folks, and as did Cam Akers for the Rams. I think people were high on Sanders and Akers and Eckler, and all three of those folks, I think, were in a lot of starting lineups, and they let a lot of people down. At receiver, Jim Patrick, I think people were high on for the Broncos, and he did not deliver. The Broncos as a whole just got steamrolled by the Bills. The Chargers receivers, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, did no favors, did nothing for their owners despite playing. And also Nelson Aguilar for the Raiders. So just some real big letdowns across the board. Cooper Kupp, DK Metcalf, some of these big household names that never leave your starting lineups. Even Amari Cooper and Adam Thielen, even though Thielen did have a touchdown, he only ended up with 9 fantasy points overall, which is a letdown for him. And then at tight end, some eggs to be handed out for Gronk, T.J. Hockenson, Dallas Goedert, and Bigger Smith. But again, you know, you've got to keep rolling with these studs, even in your championship game, because you never know week in and week out what could happen. They could go off at any time.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? I think if I remember right, as far as the tight ends were concerned, I think Goddard and Irv Smith, who one I played, one I had on my bench, they both dropped easy touchdowns, and that was the difference there for those two. You know, pretty crazy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that, nothing is more frustrating than watching your player score a touchdown or, you know, have an easy touchdown just slip through their fingers. But also scoring a touchdown and then having it called back by penalties. You know, things are really ramped up in the fantasy playoffs. So you watch every little thing like a hawk, and it just can be incredibly frustrating, but also incredibly exciting.
Yeah, that's the thing you got to remember. This is just for fun. Even if you don't get the money, you still had 17 weeks of fun. So look at it that way and enjoy. Fact or Fiction coming up next.
Fireball. It's Brian and Mac, the Fantasy Fools. Fireball.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but I don't care what y'all say. The world turns, y'all boys gonna learn that this eagle right here don't play.
You're listening to the Fantasy Fools on K-Country 102.3.
Yeah, it's Brian and Mac here on K-Country 102.3. Fantasy Fools brought to you by ITC. We're gonna dive deep into the fact or the fiction, and Mac, I want to just get this out of the way right away. Steelers stink, stank, stunk.
And they are imploding at the most terrible, terrible time of the season. I mean, at one point, you know, remember about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we were talking on this very show about how the Steelers looked like they were built and ready to take on the Chiefs and possibly beat them in a scenario to get to the Super Bowl or advance in the playoffs. And they don't look anywhere near that team anymore. Big Ben does not look right. He's hurt, but he's not letting on to just how serious his injury is. And the defense isn't showing up very well, but I think the biggest factor, and I think you would agree with this, is they have absolutely, I mean, Benny Snell is a great running back, but they have not been able to establish that ground-and-pound running game to let Big Ben kind of open up the passing game. And that has really, really exposed them and really hurt them.
Yeah, and there's something going on with Connor. I know that he's hurt now, but even before then, something just wasn't right with him, and I think they purposefully really didn't use him all that much, although he was their feature back.
Yeah.
Very odd things happening there. Really, really, really weird. So the Raiders, you know, besides Mariota, with David Carr out, and I'm guessing he's done. I haven't really looked to see where he's at, but I'm guessing that they're through.
Lost you for a second.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's, you know, that's the cell phone. I was just mentioning the fact that, you know, the Raiders are done.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and then the Bills, they're contenders, right?
The Bills are contenders. So I think the Bills have actually kind of flipped places with the Steelers as the team that looks like that it's built to beat the Chiefs. And the way that they're playing right now, Josh Allen is just unstoppable. They are just rolling.
And the Dolphins are good. I mean, they're something else. You know, they will, over the next couple of years, they should get even better, shouldn't they?
I think so. Once they get their offense figured out, because that's their Achilles heel right now, they've got some good pieces on offense, but they haven't been able to put together like a, what you would call a complete offensive game. But they were able to do that with Fitzmagic, but they haven't been able to do that with Tua.
We've said that the Buccaneers are puzzling or enigmatic. Maybe that's all over now. Maybe they're more fraudulent than anything.
I think so. They can't continue to play games like they did against the Falcons. I mean, pulling the rabbit out of the hat is a nice story. But that game should have been, you know, like the Bills taking care of the Broncos. That game should have been, you know, 48-10.
Yeah.
But instead, they had to, like I said, pull the rabbit out of the hat. They are not going to go anywhere in the playoffs, especially if they go up against a pretty stout team. They are looking like probably, unless you're considering the NFC East team, they are probably looking like the biggest playoff fraud at the moment.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Now, the Colts and the Titans have come back. They found themselves again, correct?
Both of those teams, too, on any given Sunday, I think could also pose a real problem for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think the Colts are really, they're getting healthy on defense, and their offense can, what they're doing is the formula that the Steelers need to have, and the Titans already have it, but the Colts know how to run the ball. And that opens up the passing game for Phillip Rivers, who's a crafty old veteran and knows how to win.
Vikings are done, and are the Rams done?
The Vikings are officially done. The Rams are in trouble. I don't care how you slice and dice it. You don't want to see a team go completely defeated throughout the season, but you cannot, in a playoff chase, lose to the Jets at home. It's inexcusable, and they need to really take a good hard look in the mirror, because I think that when they play well, and you know this, they are absolutely stacked on offense, and they have an unbelievable defense.
Right.
But that loss was absolutely embarrassing and a big tripping spot for them on their way to the playoffs.
That's too bad. You have in your notes here that the Bears are frisky with Trubisky.
All of a sudden, Trubisky has come back and looked great. And really, I mean, there's no sugarcoating it. He has almost single-handedly righted that ship and got them back into the playoff mix. And again, when you think about a team like the Bears, you think about the Bears and the Colts, those types of teams, they are the types of teams that nobody wants to see in the playoffs because they're just stupid enough to win.
Right. And so we look at some fiction here. Browns contenders, Cardinals contenders, J-E-T-S, Jets.
I just had to throw the Jets in there because it is nice to see them get that win. And it was a win, too. I mean,
huge.
There was no bones about it. They came in to Los Angeles and punched the Rams right in the snout. And, I mean, like I said, the Rams just need to be completely embarrassed with themselves. I don't think the Browns and Cardinals are contenders, and here's why. The Browns, they've won 10 or 11 games now. That's a great story. Good for them. But the strength of schedule, the competition that they've played, has been mediocre at best. Now, that's not taking anything away from those wins. You know, you win the games that you need to win, but I just don't think that they have enough in the tank to make a big playoff run. Now, it'd be a nice story if they did. I think the same thing with the Cardinals. I just think they have enough, you know, glaring holes or whatever you want to call it to just make them too risky to make a big run.
All right, so let's quickly take a peek at MVPs here. Mahomes, Rodgers, Henry, Josh Allen. Anybody else you want to add to the list?
You know, I like it. You know, no wide receivers tend not to get any love. And even though Devontae Adams didn't have his big week like he normally has last week, I really like throwing him in there, too. I know you can only have one MVP, and pretty much everybody thinks it's going to go to Mahomes, especially since Rodgers needs to have a big week every week to stay, you know, neck and neck with Mahomes, and he didn't last week. So now Mahomes is clearly in the driver's seat. But, you know, I do love giving love to people like Rodgers and Derrick Henry and Josh Allen. And also Devontae Adams. I mean, these players, when you talk about most valuable player, you know, we oftentimes say, oh, it's a stat compiler, or somebody who's just having a monster season statistically. But if you take any one of those five players that I just mentioned, you take them off of their respective teams, and their respective teams are going nowhere. And that is the most valuable player.
All right, quickly give me the top eight.
Well, clearly the Chiefs and Packers are 1 and 2 neck and neck. I think the Bills and Titans are both ascending at 3 and 4. I like the Colts a lot at 5. I think they're a sneaky, sneaky good team and could give anybody fits in the playoffs. The Saints, despite the loss, I think are still going to be there at the end. Steelers drop all the way down from, I had them at number 2 at one point. They're down at 7, and then the Rams at number 8. Although the Rams are a really, you know, not a very healthy number 8. I mean, plug your nose after that Jets loss.
Right. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the top 5 next.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on K-Country 102.3. It's the Fantasy Fools Show on K-Country 102.3.
All right, so we're back at it here. I'm going to quickly run through the numbers. Most points allowed to quarterbacks on the season coming from the Falcons. On the season for running backs from the Lions, the wide receivers getting points from Seahawks, and the tight ends from the Jets and defense from the Jets as well. Week 15, Cardinals, Broncos, Lions to the quarterbacks, Patriots, Lions, and 49ers to the running backs. And then wide receivers getting points from Broncos, Falcons, and Bucks. Tight ends, Chargers, Saints, and Seahawks, and the defense. Picking up points from the 49ers, the Broncos, and the Texans. And then you look at the snap count. Pollard, you know, I was sitting there, Mac, with my finger. I'm like, okay, I should grab Pollard real quick. I should just do this. So I whipped over, and just as my thumb was going down to hit the green circle, it turned yellow, and I lost out on Pollard that quickly. So a little bit bummed out there, but he had 52 snaps, and Duke Johnson had 55. Sammy Watkins had 80. Cam Sims had 77 at wide receiver, and then at tight end, Cole Kmet had 64. Jonnu Smith had 63. Targets real quick, Lynn Bowden Jr., 7. Ty Johnson with the Jets had 7. And then Marvin Jones at wide receiver had 12. Jacoby Myers had 10. And then Goddard had 8. And he's got a floor there, seven targets, then 6, then 8. So over the last 3 games, you could call his floor at 7. And then Ertz picked up a few more. He's gone from 4 to 3, then up to 7. So things with Jalen Hurts looking a little bit better there. The only problem with Ertz is getting into the end zone. So let's dive right into the top 5. Sorry, We're always running out of time, so I got to push things along quickly if I can. So let's get into the top 5 here, Mac. Let's start with quarterbacks.
You bet. Love Tom Brady at the Lions this week. I also like Baker Mayfield at the Jets. I like Mitch Trubisky at the Jaguars. Drew Locke, believe it or not, for the Broncos, I think he bounces back against the Chargers. And I like Jared Goff to bounce back in a big way against the Seahawks. At running back, keep rolling with Josh Jacobs with the Raiders. He's just heavily involved and looks good now versus the Dolphins. If Jeff Wilson plays for San Francisco, I don't know what his status is, but he's a good play against the Cardinals if he goes. I'd like Miles Sanders to bounce back at the Cowboys. Melvin Gordon for the Broncos at the Chargers. And I think you keep rolling with J.K. Dobbins in Baltimore versus the Giants. Wide receiver, what has Brandon Ayuk done in the last few weeks except score about 20 to 30 fantasy points per game? Keep rolling him out versus the Cardinals. I don't care. He's looking like he's almost matchup proof. Plus they use him in the running game. I like Chris Godwin for the Bucs versus the Lions. I like Big Mike Williams versus the Broncos. I like Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp to bounce back against the Seahawks. And I like Kiki QT versus the Bengals. Tight ends, I like Hunter Henry versus the Broncos. Logan Thomas, Washington, great story for him. He's just turned into a real revelation. He's taking on the Panthers. Noah Fant showed up last week. Keep rolling him out versus the Chargers. You're noticing something here. I'm picking on players that are on teams that are completely out of the playoffs.
Right.
But don't ignore those players. They can really provide you with fantasy gold down the home stretch. I like to keep rolling with Bob Tanyan if you've got him versus the Titans. And Dallas Goedert, I think, plays well against the Cowboys. And then finally, team defenses. I like the Buccaneers at the Lions. I think they got smacked around by Atlanta. I think they've got something to prove this week. I also like Washington versus the Panthers. I like Kansas City versus the Falcons. The Browns at the Jets and the Texans are going to, I think, probably take care of the Bengals. I don't think the Bengals are going to do to the Texans what they did in Pittsburgh last night.
No, that was kind of a one-and-done sort of thing. But you know what? It was still fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It was. All right, we're going to come right back with a quick double down, and we'll go through injuries, which they are mounting. Coming up next.
You're listening to the Fantasy Fools on K-Country 102.3. You're listening to the Fantasy Fools on K-Country 102.3.
All right, the State Farm Double Down is brought to you by your local discount double check State Farm agent, Paul Cruz. And I really struggled, Mac, for a double down this week, but I have it. It hit me about 3 minutes ago. I'm gonna go Higgins. I'm going Rashard Higgins and T. Higgins. T. didn't have the greatest game, but here's the deal. Boyd is out, and I'm certain he will not play Week 16. So T's next man up in target share, and Rashard Higgins, he had an okay game. He's actually had three good games, two great games, one good game, and now we'll see what happens. So I'm doubling down on the Higgins, and they're not related. So that's all there is. Leave it at that.
The panic button is for emergencies only.
Where's the button?
Here comes the meat wagon.
This is a Class 1 emergency.
Well, all right, so I guess we could start the injuries out. Cam Akers is out Week 16, so,
yep.
You know, he is not in your playoff lineup. What's the point of even having him Week 17? Because he's just, it's not going to work. Darn
yep.
it anyway.
Drop him. If this is your last week and you're in a championship game, you can safely drop Cam Akers and scramble around, but I would avoid any of those Rams running backs because, again, it's that committee approach.
Yeah, really kind of ugly there. Let's see. I have a feeling Kyle Rudolph's going to be out again, too, so Irv Smith may have some relevancy. What do you have on your list for injuries?
Well, at quarterback, Derek Carr is out indefinitely. Matt Stafford is banged up, but he looked good the other day, so I think that he's going to be another safe play against the Bucs defense that just gave up, you know, a million fantasy points to Matt Ryan. Alex Smith is probably going to be out as well, but I don't know if you're rolling with him anyway. Gibson for the Washington football team, the running back, he's week to week. He's a huge loss for fantasy owners. The San Francisco backfield is a mess. James Robinson left the Jags game a little banged up. He's day-to-day. Zeke, that last minute, the emergence of Tony Pollard was great. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire for Kansas City opens the door for Le'Veon Bell, but Le'Veon Bell doesn't look good, so I don't know if you want to risk, unless you absolutely have to, plugging him in as a backup. The receivers for the Chargers, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, are banged up, even though they did play. Deebo Samuel, and then Kenny Galladay could return for the Lions, but again, do you want to risk that in your championship game? And then at tight end, you mentioned, what's his name from the Vikings? I can't remember his name.
Irv Smith
but
Jr.
But Mike Gesicki for the Dolphins banged up as well, so keep your eye on all of those injuries and plan accordingly. And although it's not injuries, you also have to remember we've got some bonus football this week. There are no byes, obviously, and there's no Thursday night game, but there is a Friday Christmas Day special, and it's right here in our right close to our homeland. It's our Vikings at the Saints. So a little Christmas treat to go along with your eggnog and your brickle. And then Saturday, we've got three games on Saturday. The Bucks at the Lions, Niners at Cardinals, Dolphins at Raiders. And all of these games on Friday and Saturday have numerous fantasy implications because I think there are a lot of players involved that people are going to be playing in their championship games.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, we'll be back with the two-minute warning in just a bit.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on K-Country 102.3.
Coming up in the two-minute warning.
That's the two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
Two-minute whistle blows, it's your ball game.
Two-minute warning. Here we go.
Well, isn't that crazy? The clock is ticking on us, Mac. I can't believe we're talking about week 16 and then our final show next week. The season went so fast, even in this year of the COVID. It's nuts.
Absolutely. It's been a lot of fun, though. And I just still can't, you know, I'm just so happy that we both, you know, because it does give us some credibility as hosts of a fantasy football show if we've got teams that have made it into the fantasy finals.
Right, yeah.
So there you go. So I'm not afraid to do it. I'm patting myself on the back today. So.
Well, thank you. Okay, I will too, because I'm usually not very good at that, but what the heck.
I think, you know, if you're in some tricky spots, and you need an emergency quarterback this week, I think you can do really well with Jalen Hurts, Mitch Trubisky, and Marcus Mariota. Again, these are emergency replacements only, and if you're in that situation, it's unfortunate, but you might not have a choice. I think at running back, take a look at Tony Pollard. Obviously, he shouldn't be on waivers, but if he is, snatch him up right away. Salvin Ahmed for the Dolphins and Sony Michel for the Patriots. At receiver, Tim Patrick for Denver, Rashard Higgins for Cleveland. You mentioned him in your double down. Russell Gage for Atlanta. And I like Emmanuel Sanders in New Orleans now that Michael Thomas is put on injured reserve. And then at tight end, Irv Smith, if he's somehow available, pick him up. And then Austin Hooper for Cleveland. Those would be my waiver pickups this week.
Yeah, no doubt. The whole thing in Cleveland there with Baker turning things around, and I don't know if it's Stefanski or what, but Hooper becomes relevant. And that's kind of a neat thing. That's kind of fun to see because he was awesome, you know?
Yeah.
And, of course, the appendicitis kind of set him back. But anyway, readying yourself for Week 16, don't forget to check the wide receiver-cornerback matchups. Those always help you out. Make sure that you're paying attention to injury reports and the latest news, because you could get caught not picking somebody up like Tony Pollard at the very last second, and you're out. So anyway,
yeah,
Mac.
One last quick note, too.
Yep.
Keep an eye on the weather this week. We've been pretty fortunate to have good weather for the entire season, but there's a lot of stuff going on, especially in the East and in the Midwest, especially in terms of wind, wet, snow, that type of stuff. And it could affect your fantasy game. So keep an eye on that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Merry Christmas from the Fantasy Fools. Mac, have a Merry Christmas, and we'll do it
you
again
too.
Next week. All right.
Good luck,
care.
Everybody out
yep.
there. Thanks for listening.
Good luck.